Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jackie Howard. Five bodies surfaced in Houston bayous in just 1 week, unleashing public fear of a serial killer. Here's Houston Mayor John Whitmore.
We have challenges. We're meeting those challenges. But a serial killer loose in Houston is not one of our challenges today. And I would hope that you would spread that word.
The latest find marked the fifth body recovered between September 15th and 20th, bringing the total for 2025 to 14. The bodies found in multiple waterways, including White Oak, Brays, and Green Bayous. Social media users speculating conspiracy theories, but the Houston Police Department dismisses the claims, saying there is no evidence linking the deaths. Officials point to a mix of tragic causes, including accidental drowning, suicide, and natural deaths. City officials say the recent heavy downpours, which dumped up to 8 inches of rain last week alone, swelled the bayous and likely dislodged the remains. One of the victims was ID'd as 20-year-old University of Houston student Jade McKissick, though HPD says no foul play is suspected in her death. As for the other cases, the cause and manner of death are pending a determination by the medical examiner's office. Officials confirmed there have been 14 bodies pulled from the Houston bayous this year. Last year, 24 were reportedly pulled from the waterways. As the investigations continue and online panic swells, HPD urges residents to stay alert and report suspicious activity. More crime and justice news after this.
I'm Nicole Parton. As the investigation into the death of Celeste Rivas unfolds, homicide detectives are delving deeper into the details surrounding her tragic death. Celeste, whose remains were discovered in the trunk of a Tesla registered to musician David earlier this month in Los Angeles, has raised numerous questions in the wake of her discovery. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner confirmed the identity of the 15-year-old girl days after her body was found on September 8 at the impound lot, but the exact cause and manner of death are still being examined. Authorities were alerted to the scene after a strong, unpleasant odor emanated from the vehicle, which is owned by the 20-year-old singer David Anthony Burke, also professionally known as David D4VD. Forensic expert and host of the hit podcast Body Bags, Joseph Scott Morgan, explains the breakdown of what was happening to young Celeste's body inside that Tesla.
If you look at the flyer that they put out, when she was missing, you notice her weight? It was 120. When they recovered her remains, 71 pounds. That's 49 pounds she's missing. So what can we determine from that? Well, we've heard reports of dismemberment, and there was one report from the police that said the body was not intact. So either we're missing something or she's in such an advanced state of decomposition. And look, I don't want to go too far over the top here, but bodies do have a tendency to break down and even liquefy to a certain degree. And in this heat, and I even remember in August, I've got friends in LA, and they were talking about it was a record-breaking heat wave that they were in during this specific period of time.
The Riverside County Sheriff's Office later informed NBC News that Rivas had been reported missing in 2024 from Lake Eleanor, California. The Riverside County Police Department later informed NBC News that the girl had been reported missing in 2024. Family and friends have remembered her through a GoFundMe campaign, describing her as cherished, a daughter, a cousin, and a friend. A report by the Los Angeles Times revealed that Rivas had reportedly gone missing at least 3 times that year, with some local residents stating she had run away previously again. However, her last known location remains uncertain. While the singer David has not been declared a suspect or charged with any crime, a spokesperson for the Los Angeles Police Department indicated that on September 18, that detectives executed a search warrant at the residence linked to the singer. According to law enforcement sources, this residence is where David had been residing. The spokesperson mentioned that multiple pieces of evidence were collected and that investigators are pursuing various leads. The LA Times reported that among the items taken from the home were electronics and computers. A representative for David previously told NBC Los Angeles that the artist was aware of the situation and fully cooperating with law enforcement. However, David's reps have not released further information. Investigators have not disclosed any info regarding a potential connection between David and Rivas. Interestingly, the medical examiner noted that Rivas had a tattoo on her right index finger reading SHHH, which matches a tattoo that David also has on the same finger, as seen in a photo taken in 2024. Authorities have yet to address the significance, if any, of the matching tattoos. David, who also gained his recognition for songs like Here With Me and Romantic Homicide, released his debut album Withered in April 25. Following the shocking discovery, he canceled the remainder of his U.S. tours.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A single puff from an e-cigarette sparked a life-altering act of brutality in a Tempe, Arizona apartment where a 32-year-old man allegedly beat his girlfriend so savagely her face was left unrecognizable. Here's the prosecutor in court.
This was an extremely vicious attack. The victim was beaten beyond recognition. She had 36 documented injuries to her head alone. She required significant medical intervention.
Cops say Nicholas Manquillo flew into a rage after he discovered the woman, his romantic partner, had used his vape while he was in the shower. The victim was hospitalized with 36 documented injuries to her head alone, including a fractured hand and a shattered eye socket. The vicious attack unfolded at the couple's apartment. Prosecutors revealed in a bond hearing that Vanquillo enraged after noticing a puff was missing from his vape, grabbed the woman, slammed her against a living room wall, and unleashed a barrage of punches to her face and body. The violence escalated as he dragged her into a bathroom, threw her on the floor, and began to strangle her until she nearly lost consciousness. The brutality continued with Vanquillo allegedly brandishing a handgun, pressing the barrel to her forehead, and hurling a derogatory slur at her. In a twisted attempt to cover up the crime, he then forced the bloodied and broken woman to shower, scrub the blood from the floors, and dispose of her torn clothing. The victim, seizing a moment, was able to finally flee the apartment and drive to a nearby In-N-Out Burger, where she called police and was met by paramedics. Vanquillo, who has a documented history of domestic violence and once boasted to the victim about ties to an outlaw motorcycle gang, surrendered without resistance. He faces multiple felonies, including aggravated assault and strangulation. The prosecutor requested a high cash bail, with the judge setting his bond at $150,000. Vanquillo remains in custody at the 4th Avenue Jail as the investigation continues.
I'm Drew Nelson. An Oklahoma woman loses all four limbs after a brutal dog attack in Okmulgee. Janelle Scott was mauled by two pit bulls on September 9th while on her way to see a friend. Her boyfriend was with her and tried to fight the dogs off. One of the dogs turned on him and he killed it in self-defense. Police said the dog's owner was in jail at the time and a friend had been watching them. Officers later found Scott in a wooded area with what they described as significant and severe injuries and rushed her to the hospital. Scott first lost her right arm and left leg. Within days, doctors amputated her other arm and leg. Her mother, Cheryl, spoke to KOKI, saying every day is nightmarish, but her daughter is determined to fight.
Every day that she has to go to surgery, it's been hard. I was wondering, you know, how much more can they do? I mean, you know, when she lost all her limbs, I thought, okay, well, now her body's going to be able to heal.
Cheryl explains that her daughter knew the dogs and did not expect such a violent attack.
Where the friend lives, you have to go through a little wooded area to get up there. I guess he lives in a camper or something. And so she was going up that way when the dogs came out and attacked her. And she knew the dogs and they knew her.
Janelle told her mom she knew the situation was dire.
She knew she was going to lose her right arm because she said that when she looked down at it, she could see the bone.
Even with more surgery scheduled, Janelle says her daughter remains hopeful. Police confirm that one pit bull was killed and the second remains alive, but under investigation. The caretaker of the dogs was cited for animal code violations. Janelle will need long-term care and prosthetics. A GoFundMe created by relatives has raised more than $17,700 toward an $18,000 goal. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert's hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.